From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. A biennial fiscal session of the Arkansas Legislature begins today at the Capitol. It's the fifth one since voters approved an amendment about a decade ago that created it. As Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media reports, if it goes smoothly, that's probably because the state's budget is pretty modest and well-guarded.
Arkansans like to say, thank God for Mississippi. But when it comes to our state budget, we ought to be thankful for Oklahoma. That state is dealing with a historic budget shortfall.
One in five Oklahoma schools now holds classes just 4 days a week. Last year, highway patrol officers were given a mileage limit because the state couldn't afford to put gas in their tanks.
That's reporter Rachel Hubbard of KOSU in a recent report on Morning Edition. Oklahoma's Republican governor now is touting a plan developed along with business leaders to raise taxes. In Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson has cut taxes twice. And beginning today, the legislature will take up the governor's lean $5.6 billion budget.
I've presented a balanced budget that actually creates a $64 million surplus that funds education, the priority needs of our state. I'm hopeful that the legislature will greet that well.
The challenge, he said, is to protect that surplus. And because Hutchinson's Republican Party fills more than three-quarters of the seats in the House of Representatives and most of the Senate, too, he may get everything he's asking for.
It's important that they'll look at public safety issues. I don't think there'll be a whole lot in terms of education because we've met our adequacy requirements there that's sufficiently funded.
Anytime we say that education is adequately funded or that we've met adequacy, I just want to punch something.
That's Fayetteville Representative Greg Letting, a Democrat. And he's right that the budget meets just basic funding levels for public education this coming fiscal year. What's Letting prepared to do about it?
The one problem being in the House right now, being a Democrat in the House, is that there are 24 of us. So we don't have any kind of leverage because the Republicans, having more than three-fourths of that chamber, can pass any appropriation without a single Democratic vote.
In fact, the real floor debates might take place between Republicans.
I don't know that there's a big fight looming. I would say there's going to be some pretty deep discussions about Arkansas Works.
It's been for the last several sessions, and that's Arkansas Works.
You're still going to have the continuing debate on Arkansas Works.
That's Representative Les Eaves of Searcy, Senate President Pro Tem Jonathan Dismang, and Capitol reporter Wesley Brown. The governor has sought, and some say gotten, and is about to announce, federal permission to implement work requirements for Medicaid recipients, as well as stricter eligibility standards. That will make Arkansas's version of Obamacare more acceptable to many hardline conservatives. Medicaid is a billion-dollar line item in the state budget, and one that many Republicans repudiate. But the governor has maneuvered to keep it in some form because it means perhaps $100 million from the feds coming into the state for health care each year. The fiscal session is scheduled to last 30 days, and it may be extended.
There's been some talk that because there's three vacant seats in the Senate that this could be extended if we don't get the votes on Arkansas Works and Medicaid that the governor needs, and these lawmakers like to stay up here and get that per diem too.
What's happening in nearby Oklahoma and Kansas too is a reminder that steep and consistent cuts to revenue, that is taxes, often curb state services people like.
Oklahoma, you got kids going to school 4 days a week. That is horrible. Think about the long term.
Greg Letting is seeking a Senate seat this election year while the governor himself is up for re-election. That, he says,
allows a little bit of room for some games to be played from time to time. We'll watch that and let's save some battles for down the road.
In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank, dreams realized.